I try not to make too many intros to my audios, but I just felt like I wanted to let you know why I went in this direction for this audio. As most of you are already aware, the hot wife or shared wife fantasy is one of my all-time favorites, my personal favorites, the ones that are running through my mind when I'm usually having a good time. Not always, but often. And it has been one of those weeks for me where I just can't get enough. And I settled in last night to record the first in this sort of kink or fetish mini-series. And originally I wanted to tie them all together somehow because it's supposed to be a mini-series. But I don't know. I just wanted to play with the fantasy. Just close my eyes, play, and record for you all. And I already had this pregnancy kink in my mind, and so I just melded it into my own playtime. I could have put it out last night, I could have posted it, but then I thought, probably a good idea to sleep on it, Lacey, and think about if this is really where you want to go with this series, or maybe do something else with the mini-series and just pitch this audio. But listening back to it, it got me hot all over again. And yes, there are a few pregnancy-focused tidbits that I probably could or would have added more to if I'd taken a different route, but I don't know, I just think if it makes me this hot listening to it again, it might make some of you hot listening to it. So it's a slow, close my eyes, spread my legs, play, and say whatever came to my mind. I even had to stop recording at times to slow the pace because I can get pretty caught up in the fun pretty quickly. Also, when I get caught up into an improvised tale as this one was, sometimes I don't remember which character I'm talking to, whether it's you who's my hot wife boyfriend or the person that is also in on the play with us. So you might notice as things get a little heated near the end and I get overcome, I might mix those up a bit, but that's improv for you when I can't think straight, I'm so horny. So hopefully you'll forgive me for that and forgive me for not making the series more coherent than I wanted to this month. I will definitely continue with the audios for the next few of your top votes for the kinks and fetishes. They just probably will be more standalone type audios, even though they're included in this month's kink or fetish mini series. I'll get them all in your ears, don't you worry. All right, gentlemen, I hope you enjoy this one. I know I did. It's been a long day. We've had company over most of the day by the pool, and now it's late evening. The only people left poolside are you, me, and one of your friends. I'm lounging in a lounge chair, kind of getting sleepy. Soft music playing in the background and sounds of the summer night. I'm wearing just a bulky sweatshirt to starve off the summer night chill. And a pair of neon blue bikini bottoms. My pregnant belly is big and hard and round. Can't fit it into any of my one pieces anymore, so this was the next best thing. I put the sweatshirt on because after a while, my bikini top just got too tight on my tits, which have been getting bigger and bigger and bigger as the months go by. And I'm sleepy and I yawn. Stretch my arms up over my head. I don't even realize, and my sweatshirt is slipped right up over my tits. The night air feels good on them. I'm too sleepy to care, notice, or even remember that we saw one guest here. I just relax in my lounger. My big, firm, full pregnant titties on display. My nipples have gotten so much darker now that I'm pregnant. The areolas are dark and big. The doctor explained that it's just something that happens naturally. Makes it easier for the baby's blurred vision to zero in on what they need to feed. Everything about me being pregnant has turned you on, especially when the doctor told you that having sex is really good for a pregnant woman, not to be worried about that at all. I've been horny as fuck pregnant. We haven't been up to anything too kinky, but you've been dying to show my pregnant body off to other men. You know they'd want to fuck me. It's not something we really discuss. Having another cock inside me when our baby's growing inside me. But you think that would be so fucking hot. And you're turned on right now. With my big tits. With the big areolas, dark nipples. Being shown off to your friend whose mouth is kind of open wide. Just staring at me, laying back. My eyes closed. My legs slightly spread. And you, very quietly, bring a chair up to sit beside where I'm lounging. You reach down and begin to rub one of my nipples slowly. Oh, I sense it in my sleep because my nipple gets hard at your touch. And your friend's just watching. You play with my nipple. Watching it firm up. You look over at him and beckon him over towards me with your finger. He kind of gives a look like, what the hell? You're inviting him. He comes to stand beside the lounger, on the opposite side of you, and you nod at him, giving him the okay to touch my other breast, and he's staring at me, looking over my body, all the changes the pregnancy's made, my firm, round belly with the slightly dark line running from my belly button right under into my bikini bottoms, and how full my tits look. He's always been kind of a perv, your friend. He's looked at my tits for years, but seeing them now so big and full, pregnant, dark nipples. He reaches down and rubs one, just like you, the opposite side, nice and slow until he can feel The nipple get hard under his touch. I let out a little sigh, but I don't wake up. So neither of you stop. You cup my breast in your hand, squeeze a little, and he does the same. It's not unrealistic that I haven't woken quite up yet. We play with each other's bodies in our sleep all the time. Wake each other up with this kind of foreplay and immediately start fucking any time of the day or night. I'm almost always ready to fuck. And you know how horny I've been pregnant. You're getting so turned on watching your friend play with my nipple. You can see bulge under his shorts growing. Yours is growing too. You run your hand slowly down over my belly. My big pregnant belly. You rub it a little and let him watch as you slide down lower, lower. Till you get to the top of my bikini bottoms. You let him watch you. Slip your fingers underneath my bikini bottoms. And start rubbing my clit. I moan in my sleep and kind of let my legs part a little wider open. You see your friend adjust his cock watching. I can barely see with my big belly in the way, but you slide your fingers out anyways and tell him that your slut is always so fucking wet. And he shakes his head at you in disbelief, still playing with my nipple, cupping my tit, like he can't stop touching me. He shakes his head and says, how is she wet? She's fucking sleeping. You tell him to see for yourself. He walks down a ways closer to the bottom of the lounger. So he can look up between my spread thighs. You even reach out and kind of pull one of my thighs open a bit, and I still fully don't wake up. You grab my bikini bottoms, and you tug them up right flush against my pussy. It's really just a tiny scrap of material. The way you got it, pulled up between your fingers, lifting up high against my pussy. It's slipping right between my pussy lips, right under that big pregnant belly of mine. My pussy's a little darker too. Your friend notices. Not like he's ever seen my pussy before, but he knows, and it's a little darker than the rest of me. Another side effect of being pregnant. And he watches as you rub my bikini bottoms tight against my pussy slip. He hears me moan again, and he slowly sees that neon blue starting to darken right against my pussy. He looks up at you in surprise. Fuck, she is wet. You're so proud of me in that moment. You're a little horny, wet, fucking pregnant girlfriend wanting cock in her sleep. And you grab the material of my bikini bottoms and tug them to the side. Slide a finger down between my pussy slit. You're rubbing my clit in front of your friend. You're showing him how wet I am. You slide your fingers on either side of my pussy lips and spread them open, giving him a good view of that pregnant cunt of mine. You see my head kind of roll from side to side on the lounger, and me bite my lip. You slip your hand out of my bikini bottoms again, and you stand up quietly. You wriggle out of your shorts, let them drop to the floor. You need to stroke your hard cock. Your friend watches, and he's rock hard too. He doesn't question what's going on, he just knows something fucking good's about to happen. And he drops his shorts too, on the opposite side of the lounger to you. You whisper against my ear, "Come on, babe, let's get those bottoms off. They're tight and you're so tired. Let me help you." In my semi-awake state, I kind of lift my hips up a little, let you slide at my bikini bottoms off. And I hear you against my ear, "Open up, baby, open up." And I instinctively spread my legs. Your friend is so shocked. Just watch your girl laying there, big titties out, big pregnant belly, thighs spread open, bare waxed pussy just glistening with wetness. You slide your finger down again between my pussy lips and start rubbing my wetness around. You know I'm always so horny these days, and it's just getting worse and worse. You know how much I'd appreciate another cock fucking me. Not just any cock, but one of your friends. One with a big dick that you've told me about. You've seen how big his cock is in the gym. You've made me come a lot talking about him. You're getting harder just feeling how wet and ready I am. I'm biting my lip and moaning. You spread me open one more time for your friend. See how wet I am. And you take your fingers off my pussy and put them in your mouth and taste me. You tell him it's his turn.
He slides his hand from my breast down over my belly, keeping it there for a bit, seeing if he could feel the baby move. Something about that just seems that much dirtier to him, knowing that I'm pregnant and that I should be sweet, innocent mom, but here I am with my legs spread wide, so wet. And he slides his big hand down between my legs and slips big finger down over my wet clit. He's a little rougher than you are, babe, because he's so horny. He's not used to a slut like me. Oh, and he slides a finger down and pushes it in me. You're jacking your cock off, watching him finger fuck your pregnant girlfriend. He takes his fingers out. He looks at you and says, fuck, that cunt is wet and tight. He licks his fingers like you did, following your lead, and you nod between my legs. He crawls up between the lounger, between my parted legs. You gently help him part them open more, and he licks my pussy with his tongue. Ooh. Getting everything nice and wet. He loves the view of me leaning back, my big pregnant belly blocking the full view of the rest of me. He slides his hands up over it, grips my tits, and keeps licking that wet slip of his tongue, burying his tongue in my pussy. I open my eyes then and see you beside me, smiling at me. I look down and it's hard to see whose head is between my legs. Oh, with my big belly. I don't even know who's left at the party, but I know one of your friends is eating my pussy. I feel his tongue in my hole. His hands squeezing my tits. You lean over and kiss me and tell me just to enjoy this, to close my eyes and relax. Enjoy this. I deserve this. I look so fucking good. I kind of like the idea of mystery man fucking me. I close my eyes and spread my legs open wider. I feel his fingers slide inside my pussy. He starts finger fucking me, sucking on my clit. Oh, it feels so good. You're kissing me and squeezing my tits, and I reach out and slowly start jacking your cock. I love how hard you are. So fucking horny. And you lean down against my ear as he's tongue fucking me again. Your friend's head just buried between my legs. You can only barely see the top of his head too, moving up and down as he's licking me. Eating me out over my big pregnant belly. Oh. And you say against my ear, you want to get fucked, baby. You want to cock to fuck that pussy. I look at you. I'm not sure what the correct answer is, what you want the answer to be, but I think I know. I know what I want the answer to be. God, he eats me so good. You lean against my ear and you tell me it's not like you can get pregnant again. If he fucking comes in you, baby. If he fucking comes, you're already fucking pregnant. Yes, baby, I am. You're gonna open up your legs like my pregnant little slut. Let him fuck you. I make sure my eyes are closed and I feel him stop licking my pussy and maneuver around. I know he's getting in between my legs. So dirty not knowing he's fucking me. I feel his cock start to slide up and down my wet slit. It feels like a big cock. Just from the head of it. Just gently teasing my super wet hole. It feels big. It feels big. Starts pushing in. He stops when he's halfway in, a little concerned. He is fucking a pregnant woman after all, with a big fat hard dick. He pulls out a little. Oh, please. Please put it back in. Oh, are you sure? Oh, even as he's slowly playing with the head of his cock in my hole, just teasing the tip so wet and tight, he wants back in this hole. He wants his big cock inside me. Fuck me. Fuck me. But oh, he knows that I'm just super horny. And then I'd say yes to him fucking me even if he shouldn't be. Oh. So he looks at you again for the okay. Fuck me. Deep. Hard with that. Big fat dick is just teasing my slit. It is also your girlfriend. Can he really just fuck her if he wanted to? His big dick. You look up at him and you tell him, fuck her. Give the slut what she wants. Give her that dick. Oh, you shove it in me. Fuck. You try and be slow at first. Easy, long. Deep. In and out strokes of that big fat dick. Oh, that's a fat dick. You keep looking down at me to make sure that, you're not hurting me with that dick. Do it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, that's a good dick. You stand up. Bring your cock to my mouth. You know I want a cock to suck while I'm getting fucked. Even pregnant, I'm a little whore for two dicks. Ugh, such a fucking slut for two dicks. Oh, baby. Even as he's fucking me, you're talking to me. Fuck. Asking me if I love dick. Asking me if I love being a pregnant slut. Making me look up at you. Just keeping your dick away from my mouth for a second. Looking in my eyes and asking me if I'm still gonna be a whore after I'm a mom. After I have this baby, I'm still gonna be a fucking whore. You ask me if I'm gonna let this big dick fuck you again after I have the baby. He's gonna wanna feel my pussy after. Maybe he can try knocking you up again, baby. Maybe with that big dick. Yes, baby. Yes. Oh, is that big dick gonna make that cunt come? Oh, yes, he's so big. He's so big, baby. Like watching this big dick fucking me, baby. Yeah. Oh, baby. That's gonna make me sleep well tonight. Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, Mama is happy. Cock always makes Mama to be happy. Oh.